as we embark in the avoda of tshuva during these days of slichos, it is important that we identify all impediments, all confusions which impede our ability to partake in this great gift, in this conduit to the divine, gedola tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakavod. Why do we struggle to make meaningful change? It seems to me that our struggle is rooted in self-doubt, in spiritual low self-esteem. We don't believe in ourselves. Can I really make meaningful change? Am I capable? And if I do change, how long will it last? How long will it stick? Come on. You know me, and we hear all those voices echoing in the back recesses of our head. Voices of self-doubt and doubt of others about us since childhood. Well, it seems to me that the L'David Hashem Ori, Psalm in Tehillim, which we have been reciting throughout this period, addresses this very issue of overcoming self-doubt. Because let's understand, L'David Hashem Ori is a deeply moving sentimental passage where David describes his faith in Hashem as he faces down the most brutal enemies, Bekrov Alayim, Elayim, Lechels, Besarei, people who seek to eat him alive. However, Chazal understand that his enemies are not simply physical, but spiritual as well. They render the opening statement, L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, Hashem is my Savior. Yishi Zu Yom Kippur. Savior means Yom Kippur, when Hashem saves me from my sins and my shortcomings. It would seem to me that beyond simply a midrashic rendering of a particular phrase, Yishi Savior, they are by extension inviting us to explain the entire salvation motif of this psalm and all the enemies which David is facing in this context. Hashem is his savior from sins, from personal shortcomings and the like. And therefore, until the very end of the psalm, he continues to use the term and speak of Elokei Yishi, God of my salvation. Again, Yishi Zu Yom Kippur. David has not lost sight of the Yom Kippur focus. He's talking about Hashem saving him from the worst enemies of all, those who truly seek to eat him alive, and that is his averus, his shortcomings, his spiritual confusions. Well, with all of this in mind, reading L'David Hashem Ori as David's faith in his ability to triumph personal shortcoming, listen to the following magnificent pasuk, where he says, Lulei hamanti liros betov Hashem ba'aretz chayim. What would it be like if I would not have faith to one day see the goodness of Hashem in the lands of the living? The Gemara explains this in reference to Olam Haba. He is saying, where would I be at if I wouldn't have faith that one day I will make it into Olam Haba? He is talking about a faith that I will make it to Olam Haba, i.e., dispelling all doubt in personal shortcomings, that I won't make it to Olam Haba, that I will be weighted down in Gehenna in purgatory. No, the faith here is that I will make it into Olam Haba. And you almost get the sense here that David HaMelech is struggling with self-doubt. And as Midrashim always do, the Midrash to this very verse cited in the Gemara augments this pshat perspective. Because Chazal noticed that this word lulei hamanti, is as though perforated on top with a bunch of dots. There are a bunch of dots in the text of Tehillim on top of the word lulei. Those dots, say Chazal, represent seeds of doubt. David really wasn't sure on a certain level if he would make it into Olam Haba. Shema Yigru Machet, David thought about his very real sins, the very real skeletons in his closet. But as much as he has those dots of doubt, at the end of the day, the verse remains. It seems to me that David is overcoming dots of doubt with a stake of faith, faith not only in Hashem, but faith in himself. I will make an atonement, Abba. So seen overall this way, the L'David Hashem Ori passage that we have been reciting during this time is all about faith not only in Hashem, but it is a bastion of faith in self to overcome self-doubt and to overcome this deep awareness we have of personal shortcomings. Many of us struggle because we see ourselves as damaged goods. We are our own worst critics. We know better than anyone else our shortcomings. And if we don't know, there are so many people who are not shy to point the shortcomings out to us. And I think it's important that we embrace ourselves, that we each tell ourselves, whatever my shortcomings are, I love myself, Hashem loves me. And me, the very goods I am, if I come forward to Hashem and Tshuva, I will grow from there. I don't need to feel impeded from taking the first step because of the limitations, because of the foibles I bring to the table. And this perspective, this self-embracing perspective in taking the first step to Tshuva, rings out magnificently from a pasuk in last week's parasha, Parashas Nitzavim, in the so-called narrative of Tshuva, where it speaks about the Jewish people doing Tshuva. And it says as follows, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kolo k'chol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom ato v'necha b'chol v'vecha b'chol nafshecha. This pasuk is in Dvarim Perek Lamed, pasuk Beis. It speaks of returning to Hashem b'chol v'vecho b'chol nafshecha, with all of your heart and all of your soul. So it might seem that this is a tshuva, which is a tshuva with all your heart, all your soul. This is a most virtuous tshuva. The model of tshuva in the Chumash is, and when one is able to do tshuva with no snags, no self-doubt, right? The person is doing tshuva with all his heart, all his soul. But think again. Let's kind of feel the pulse of this text. The psukim continue from there to describe that after we do this tshuva, Hashem then intervenes to help us further. As it says several psukim later, Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav, Umol Hashem lokecha es levavcha, Hashem will circumcise your heart. You did tshuva, Hashem will circumcise your heart. There's all sorts of stoppage, all sorts of insensitivities in your heart, right? You have that heart of stone the Navi talks about elsewhere. You are spiritually anesthetized, uninspired. Hashem says, you do tshuva, I will circumcise your heart. So here we have a huge seeming paradox. First, it said that the individual did tshuva with all of his heart. The person did tshuva b'chol avecho b'chol nafshecha. He did tshuva with all of his heart. And then it says, it is only through divine intervention that Hashem will circumcise his heart. How can it be that the individual originally repented with all of his heart if Hashem hasn't yet intervened to circumcise his heart and remove that stoppage? Well, it seems to me that that is exactly the point. The pasuk is telling us that even though our hearts are imperfect, our hearts are weighted down, stuffed by stoppage, we have insensitivities. We don't feel love of Hashem. We're in human relationships. We are not fully sensitive to our partners and the like. We are imperfect. That should not be an impediment. You can take that whole heart, that whole personality, imperfect as it is, and bring it close to Hashem. And then Hashem will intervene to improve that heart. Umal Hashem lokachas levavcha. He will circumcise that heart that came close to him with all of its imperfections. That's okay, because tshuva is a process. Embrace yourself as you are. Approach Hashem, and then let the magic of tshuva grow organically in you. Never let your insensitivities, the stoppage in your heart, impede your tshuva. In the very narrative of tshuva in the Chumash, it is clear that we are originally approaching Hashem with all of our hearts, all our sores, all our foibles. You could lay it all out to Him. He's accepting you that way. He's welcoming you that way because you're doing tshuva. And then you're taking the first step. He will intervene and refine you from there. Certain individuals complain that they can't be in the middle of davening, and their davening is disturbed by distracting thoughts, even unholy wanton thoughts. Other individuals complain, you want me to be a better husband? You want me to be a better father? Well, I'm so imperfect. I'm not going to even try until I'm fully refined, right? And this is an impediment, this is a hurdle that they never get anywhere, because whoever is perfect. The psukim are laying bare here when we kind of feel the pulse, when we kind of feel the wind blowing through the text. That's not what tshuva is about. Embrace yourself. Do tshuva with your imperfect heart. And then, but let it be all of the heart. Whole self, sores and all, b'chol levavecha. Bring it all close to Hashem. You, the imperfect individual, who Hashem will later circumcise your heart. That's okay, that's Hashem's job, but you don't play God. Don't worry, right? With all of your sores, all your imperfections, leave it to Hashem to perfect you. You just come close to Him and give it your all and your whole heart. Fully embrace yourself in the tshuva process. And there's one final impediment to tshuva, which I would like to address through a sensitive read of this text. And that is, in a related vein, people complain that the inspiration doesn't last. Right? How do I follow through with tshuva? I still feel down in the dumps, and even if there's an initial inspiration, well, the morning after, and that infamous expression, the morning after, when the inspiration wears off, right? I don't feel anything, right? And we need to find inspiration to continue straight on the path even when I don't feel inspired, until righteousness becomes second nature to me. Well, that too will emerge from a sensitive reading of these psukim. Because I'm going to reread this pasuk, Perek Lamed Pasuk Beis of Dvarim, the verse about tshuva. And listen how it unmistakably echoes of a pasuk in Kriyat Shema. V'shavta es Hashem Elokecha, v'shamata b'kolo, k'cho asher anochi mitzavcha hayom ata v'nacha b'chol levavecha b'chol nafshecha. It speaks of listening to Hashem's voice in everything He is commanding you today with all of your heart, all of your soul. Well, that so unmistakably echoes of the pasuk of V'hayim Shema. V'hayim Shema teshma mitzvos asher anochi mitzavcha eschem hayom la'avas Hashem Elokecha mulavda b'chol levavchum b'chol nafshecha. Both psukim, both the pasuk in Shema and the pasuk of Tshuva, both speak about everything Hashem observing everything Hashem commanded you today with all of your heart, all of your soul. It is almost cut and paste. That when the person does Tshuva, they are recommitting to the high aspiration of Kabbal Sol Mitzvahs, accepting the yoke of Mitzvahs, as articulated in the first pasuk of Ahayim Shema. But there is one seeming deletion from this cut and paste, which stands out. V'hayim Shema speaks of serving Hashem with all your heart and all your soul in observing these mitzvahs in love, la'ahava. That word ahava does not appear in the sister pasuk of tshuva we have traced here in Dvarim Perek Lamed Pasuk Beis. Here it simply says, V'shamata b'kolo k'cho asher anochi mitzavcha hayom da-da-da b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. Re-embracing the mitzvahs with all your heart, also no love. But the love does appear later, after Hashem then intervenes to help, to further the process of tshuva and to help us out. In Pasuk Hey, as we read before, then it says Hashem circumcises our heart. Umol Hashem lukachas levavcha v'sevalev zaracha la'ahava. The love of the verse in Kriyat Shema does appear in the tshuva passage, but not in the original verse about tshuva. Later, the love surfaces when, after the person does tshuva, Hashem then intervenes to help. In other words, I believe what this pattern of verses is laying out is the ideal of mitzvah observance, an ideal with love. Serving Hashem with love and passion and feeling inspiration. Don't expect that to be there in the initial phase of tshuva. It jettisons, it throws out the word love from its otherwise symmetrical cut and paste from the Pasuk in Kriyat Shema here to the Parasha of Tshuva. You're doing Tshuva and serving Hashem, but not necessarily with the coveted, the desired love. Because when you're in the muck deep down under, you don't feel the love yet. The main thing is to just do it and do give it all you got with all your heart, all your soul, but you might not be feeling the love. But the Pasuk comforts us. You do your part. Then Hashem will intervene. And then the love, that missing love described in Kriyat Shema, which was sorely missed here in the Tshuva story, that then will resurface. You just do your part in Tshuva, even if you don't feel the love. And then Hashem will do the rest. And don't worry about playing God. Let Hashem introduce the love into the picture. You just move forward despite personal shortcoming. So here, from our creative read of the L'David Hashem passage, to our two creative reads of the Tshuva passage in Parashas Nitzav and Perek Lamed, we have a number of inspiring thoughts about embracing ourselves. Never allow the feeling of I am damaged goods, the low spiritual self-esteem, to impede Tshuva. Hashem wants us and loves us as we are now. Give him everything you got as is. And let the magic of Tshuva work its way organically from there. May we all be Zocha in this fashion to grow during these days of Tshuva. Thank you very much.